Hello, world. Welcome to Discover Your Talent, Do What You Love, number 199. I'm creator and host, Don Hutchison. Every day, I interview someone from around the world who has discovered his talents to do work he loves to create a life of success, satisfaction, and freedom. Today, I'm delighted to bring you our featured guest, Andreas A. Jones. Welcome, Andreas.
Hey, how you doing, Don? Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Andreas, are you using your talents doing work that you love?
Yes.
All righty. We want to hear the whole story. Andreas A. Jones is an international best-selling author, coach, speaker, and trainer. Serving in the U.S. Army shaped Andreas's life. It tested him, his endurance, faith, and internal fortitude. He describes it as a trial by fire, and he remains profoundly grateful for it. Since leaving the Army, Andreas has taken lessons learned there and applied them to his career, continuing to learn new ones. Each new job or new position helped him grow into the successful individual he is today. In his coaching and speaking, he shares the core concepts of leadership, integrity, and discipline. Andreas, that's a summary of your career to date. Tell us what you're up to now that has you engaged and excited.
Great question, Don. So at this present moment, I just finished working on my book, Distinguished Men, mm-hmm. Which went number one on a couple of best-selling lists here in the United States, in Canada, and UK.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I'm also working on a coaching program that's designed for men, that I am helping men grow in influence, success, and significance, and to create harmony in their life. I know we use work-life balance, but I'm of the belief that there's not really a work-life balance because there's always going to be an area that has more attention at any given point. Mm-hmm. So I use the word harmony.
Okay. And so is this coaching program, is it out yet or are you still in the process of developing it?
It is out.
All righty. As you well know, everyone's life is composed of what are called turning points. Some people call them passages. And at each of these times, we face choices and changes and chances that impact the next 5, 6, 7 years of our lives. Our life is a compilation of those. So take us and our listeners back as far as you will in your storyline to some early turning points and that were impactful and meaningful to you.
I think that point for me, Don, would be my time in the military. I grew up in Jamaica, graduated high school at 16. Then I migrated here to the States at 17. Started college here. I'm adventurous by nature. So I went to the Army recruiter and I was like, I want to do whatever they're doing on TV.
Okay.
And he says, "You sure?" I'm like, "Yeah." So I was like, okay, all right. So I went to boot camp.
Had you just started college or where were you in the college process?
Just started college, like my first semester.
And what was the catalyst for you deciding that you wanted to not go into college and go into the Army? What was the, besides seeing it on TV, what were you thinking?
Well, I was a Boy Scout growing up, so that structure and I guess the military life, if you will, was always something I'm used to and I love and I enjoy.
Mm-hmm. So that drew you back?
Yes.
And you focused on the Army. Why'd you pick the Army over some other service?
I always heard about the Army. Because in Jamaica, we only have an Army and an Air Force, not a Navy or Marines or anything like that. So the Army was what I was used to. And while I was in the Boy Scout, we always visited Army bases. And so that was known to me at the point.
Mm-hmm. So you signed up. Did you sign up for any particular area of the Army, any particular discipline?
Yeah, so I was in supply chain and I was also a military police. And so I started out as a supply chain professional. Then I was assigned to a military police unit, and I decided, as a supply chain professional for these military police guys, I didn't want to feel like I wasn't on par with them. So I said, okay, I'm gonna do it too. And I went to the military police in training just to get that respect that I understand what they're going through. And then once I went to the military police school, I came out and started doing that full time. Because I fell in love with it and what that corps stand for.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what did you do in that role?
So we have three different types of military police. You have your regular traffic guys. Then you had correction officers. And then you have combat military police. I was assigned to a combat military police unit, supporting our infantry guys on the front lines, doing raids and searches and protection details.
That's awfully dangerous work, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm grateful. I was deployed to Afghanistan back in 2007, which was a pretty high point for that operation. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful I was able to go there, did my duty, serve my country, and make it back home alive. All limbs, all my faculties are well. I'm eternally grateful for that because I have buddies who I got injured and have different injuries that they're still dealing with to this day. Mm-hmm. So I'm eternally grateful that I was able to go there and make it back home.
Yes, I hear that. Well, what happened next?
And so once I did the Army, got back from Afghanistan, I got off active duty and went into the reserves. And then that started my corporate career where I started at AT&T as a sales consultant. Mm-hmm. Was at AT&T for a couple of years. Kind of outgrew that. And then I left AT&T and went to Home Depot as a project manager. While at Home Depot, I went to my manager and it's like, I want to be a better leader. He gave me this book, 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the paradigm shift in my life after reading that book. And I started applying those principles where I started to really find myself, per se, redefine who I am and what I stand for. And all through the Army, we talk about leadership all the time, but I never really got a full understanding of it until I read that book and got involved with John Maxwell. A couple months later, after reading that book and start following his work, start getting his daily videos and reading his blogs, he had an opportunity to certify some people as his coaches and trainers and speakers. And I decided I wanted to invest in myself and do that.
Okay.
And that training really reshaped my life in the sense that it helped me to start thinking differently and increase my awareness and consciousness of what was really going on inside of me. And the biggest thing that I got from that was that if I wanted to do give, I had to become more myself. I had to start with myself and I had to start developing myself. And so I hired a coach out of that consciousness and that really helped me identify some of my goals and helped me achieve a lot of stuff doing that coaching relationship. And I just said I found out that my calling was to do that, to help people. I was always helping people, you know, giving advice. But once I really understood what a coaching relationship was about, it wasn't really about giving advice, but it's really helping people discover themselves.
So were you still at Home Depot all this time?
Yes. Okay. And so I transitioned from Home Depot into a VP role at SunTrust Bank here in Atlanta, Georgia. And that's when I started working on my book, Distinguished Men, because I really wanted to help men, because that book came out of my frustrations with some magazines. So I subscribed to a couple of different magazines, you know, Men's Health, a couple of different ones. And all I could see in the magazines as it relates to men was, you know, cars and the six pack and the hot girl. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I asked my wife, is that, I was like, wow, do I read all these magazines that says the only thing I see in them? Is that it when it comes to men? And then I did some research and I found there was this like, loads and loads of magazines that's empowering women, encouraging women, providing valuable information for women. I was like, but men need this too.
Of course.
And so that's how I started my work in the book, Distinguished Men, to really, out of that frustration of seeing those magazines and wanted to provide a community and a space for men to really own their skills and grow and to speak to men from a position of understanding and being a man myself, I understand the language. And so that really helped me create this and write this book. It did very well. And everyone who read it had pretty great reviews and really enjoyed it. And I was thankful for it.
Yes. Well, did you keep your position at SunTrust?
Yeah. So I'm in the process of transitioning out of that position right now to concentrate on my coaching practice, because I like giving my 100% all to anything I'm doing. So if I'm asking my clients to give 100% doing our coaching relationships, I have to do the same.
So the statistics worldwide are that 80-some percent, 85-6% of people are not in their sweet spot, as I call it, and around the world and in this country, it's in the 70 percentiles. When asked at work, are you using your skills to or your talents to do what you are best at? Most people say no. So that's a big loss to the individual, to say the very least, but it's also a loss to the rest of us in terms of lack of productivity and engagement. What do you think that's about from your experience?
In my experience, I think a quote from James Allen captures the essence of that survey and that data, in which he says in his book, As a Man Thinketh, he said, people are anxious to improve their circumstances, but unwilling to improve themselves. They therefore remain bound.
Okay.
So I think a lot of that has to do with people really focusing on, you know, I just got to make some money to take care of my family. And then that leads to, okay, I get into this job as a starting point, and then that grows into frustration with probably not getting to where they want to at a quick enough pace or as they thought it would go. And then out of that frustration becomes acceptance, where I'm just accepting my life and this job that I'm in just so I can earn this paycheck. And I think a lot of people get stuck in that area where they just start accepting their life instead of really looking in the mirror and say, what can I do to make this situation better, or this circumstance better?
Yes.
How can I grow myself?
Exactly. So what would you say to people who are stuck like that? What are some tactics that you would encourage them to think about using?
The first thing I would suggest to individuals who are in that place at this point is to really take self-inventory, really ask yourself, is this what you want to be doing? And a great tool that I use is called a rocking chair worksheet that I created for myself. Just basically says, if I'm in my rocking chair and I look back over my life, would I be pleased with everything I'm doing? Then that helps me clarify some stuff and shows me the opportunities for improvement if I'm not satisfied with what I'm seeing at that point. And I think the greatest thing you can do is just really invest in yourself and really figure it out within you. Because my mentor tells me you have to win the inner game before you can win the outer game. And it all starts with the individual. And he tells me that you have to really be sure of what you want. And then sometimes when I'm like stuck, he'll ask me, Andreas, what do you want? What do you really, really, really want? And that drives me to think deeply about what I really, really want.
Good. Excellent. So because you have chiseled out your life and have had a personal vision, if you will, and it's driving you forward, what have been the more palpable benefits to your life of using your talents, using your skills, using your values in what you do?
Well, the benefits of that is, I think the first thing is fulfillment, satisfaction. I'm able to live life on my terms. That simply means that I'm dictating what happens. I'm causative in the cause and effect equation. I'm causative to my success because I'm doing things daily. I'm creating daily habits that leads towards success.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the greatest thing you can do, anyone could do, is to be at that causative end of the equation. Mm-hmm. Where you are causing the outcomes that you want, that you are driving the outcomes that you want, instead of as accepting the effects.
Yes, exactly. Have there been seminal, you mentioned one, As a Man Thinketh, have there been other seminal books that have propelled you in your journey?
I would say As a Man Thinketh is a big one for me. Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl.
Mm-hmm.
And Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Those have really been three books that I've read over and over. And every time I read, there's something new. There's so many create nuggets of information in those books. Out of those three, my favorite would be As a Man Thinketh.
Excellent. So boil down a few. You've given us, you talked about self-inventory and investing in yourself, but just pull back up to 20,000 feet and think about, if someone out there is listening, what other tips that you have learned from direct experience or learned from other thinkers would be useful? What other insights would be useful?
I think the greatest insight I can give anyone as it regards to being successful or being fulfilled in life is just to find out what you really, really want. I think unless you really find out what you really, really want, you're just accepting life and, you know, taking it day by day, per se, instead of knowing what you really, really want and driving towards that goal. Now, there are plenty of ways to find out your strengths and weaknesses, if you will, and what you're good at. I'd just say take as much of those assessments as you can to figure out, to get some more insight into you.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of resources out there for you to help you identify your skills and what you're good at. Take advantage of those resources.
Mm-hmm. So what about this amazing thing called the internet? How do you use the internet in your life and career?
Well, the internet.
Where to start?
That's a two-edged sword, Don.
Right.
It's a two-edged sword. There's a lot of good to it. You can get lost into mismanaging your time when it comes to the internet. Me personally, I try to schedule my times on when I'm doing social media, if I'm doing research on something. For instance, if I'm writing my book, then I'm scheduling 2 hours, hour and a half for the research to get information that I want. So that kind of helps me not drift towards things I'm not supposed to be doing and not using my time wisely when it comes to that. I think when it comes to the internet, you have to be really intentional about using the internet and what you're using it for. Because it's really easy to get sucked into things that you didn't go there for. You go there to check a message on Facebook, and next thing you know, you've been scrolling down your timeline for an hour. So yeah, I think you have to be really intentional about what you're using the internet for and what and when you're using it. Mm-hmm. And so I help myself because I've been guilty of checking a message on Facebook and spend hours scrolling down my timeline before. So I schedule those time to keep me honest.
Yes, exactly. So what do you see happening in your life in the coming handful of years?
What I see happening at this point, I just see my coaching program for men, and I'm really reaching out to men to help men to become better fathers, husbands, community leaders, community impactors. Because I'm of the belief that men are really our integral part of society. The fact that, the numbers and the statistics show it, with single family homes and fathers absent, the numbers are just horrible at this point. I grew up with a single mom, so I have a great respect for women and their work, and it's just unbelievable what they can do. But when a man is present, it makes it that much easier to control the environment.
Yes, exactly. So what are you proudest of, Andreas, in your life so far?
So far, of all the things I've accomplished, I'd have to say is my time serving in the military. And that's just the impact that I saw that I had on the people of Afghanistan. I was able to help some kids. I was able to give them presents and different things. And that really made a difference for them. Because the whole country is not bad,
Right.
They're great people over there. For the most part, from being over there, they love us being over there. But as with everything, you have the good mixed with the bad. So, that's just something we have to accept. But for the most part, they're great people. And I was really fulfilled that I was able to make an impact on them. I helped build a couple schools over there our engineering corps. And I'm really proud of that. I mean, I've had a lot of awards and stuff. But I think those moments where I was able to make a difference in those children's lives and those families' lives really trumps that. And it's just on top for me. Because when it comes to me personally, it's all about helping others.
Yes, exactly. Well, Andreas Jones, what a great pleasure being with you today. And we so much appreciate you sharing the highlights of your life journey. And I know listeners around the world have learned lessons that will help them on theirs. How do listeners connect with you?
Listeners could connect with me on my website, distinguishedmen.org, or on my Facebook at Andreas A. Jones.
Okay.
Or they could send me an email at andreas@distinguishedmen.org to connect, and I'm always available.
Good. Sounds good. Listeners know you can go to Discover Talent Podcast, click on podcast, and find this fine interview, the highlights of the interview, as well as the links that Andreas just described to you. So please take advantage of that. I want to thank you, listeners, as always, for joining us today. You know that we have an ebook, What Do Highly Successful People Actually Do to Succeed? 12 Proven Career Building Strategies to Help You Do What You Love, which is composed of the thinking of the great men and women since the dawn of man and what they recommend people do in their career planning and strategizing. So please take advantage of that. It's free and is a possibly good kickstart for where you are in your life right now at whatever age. You can also subscribe for free on iTunes and Stitcher. We'd love to have you part of our tribe. Have you give us feedback, tell us how we can serve you better. In closing, every one of us is born with unique talents and gifts. We don't learn them and we cannot ignore them. They're just a part of who we are, our DNA. Whenever we discover them and use them in our lives and careers, we do not merely survive, we thrive in every way possible. So until next time, all my best, and whatever you do, have fun out there today.